From Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world, you've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. As you know, I'm not on the Mac City Morning Show set. I'm at Neral Toyota because I'm buying a new car. Now, who am I with today?
It's JJW, Jacob White, man, in the flesh. How you guys doing?
Good. All right. So listen, I've been test driving vehicles with you guys all day. I've been sitting in a bunch of vehicles. I've sat in a van. I've sat in a 4Runner, a Highlander, a Corolla, a beautiful... I drove this bad boy around with these big wheels on it. It's a Platinum Tundra. So I just want to get your insight of all these vehicles that I've been driving today. What do you think?
What do I think?
What do you think?
I think I'm happy to be working for Toyota and selling such a good product.
There you go.
Honestly, you know, been in the industry a little bit longer now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call myself good at this by any means, but you don't really have to be that good when the product that you're selling is good on its own.
That's right.
And you know what? Toyota's got a great reputation for that. If you look at basically any model from Toyota and you look at the lifetime that they have, it's pretty surprising, actually. Some of the stories you hear about engines lasting as long as they do.
That's right.
I feel good about it, man.
That's right. Yep. So out of all the vehicles I've asked, because we've been putting people in front of vehicles just to showcase what is on the lot, and it's actually on the lot, I don't know for how much longer. By the time this video goes out, yeah, they might be sold. But what, if you were me, would you select for a vehicle that you think would fit you?
If I were you. So Elliot, it's gonna come down to basically what it is you're doing with your day-to-day life, my man.
Yeah.
There's a number of different models to choose from, and the reason why is because everybody lives a different life. So
that's right.
You know, if you're gonna find yourself in the bush, you might want to look at some of our TRD stuff, 4Runner, Tundra, Tacoma.
Yeah.
A couple options, even the RAV has one out now that'll take you to the bush. It's pretty
really?
Fun. Yeah, it's pretty neat. TRD off-road. We have one on the lot. It sat here for a day.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
TRD off-road on a RAV?
Yeah, it's kind of a new idea.
Wow, okay.
You know, keeping up with some of the other guys that like to go to the bush in that class, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a really nice ride. They give it a lot of style, and it's got some really cool features. A little bit of tech and a little bit of off-road stuff kind of all slammed into one, which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, man, it's going to come down to lifestyle, right? Some guys want the car. Some guys say, I need all-wheel drive, so.
Yeah.
They want the car and the all-wheel drive, they'll look at a Camry and get an all-wheel drive.
That's right.
I mean, there's an option for everyone, right?
Yeah, the only vehicle that's here, and I think there's some people in my life, family, that's happy it's not here for me to test drive, is a Supra.
The Supra, yeah. Yeah, that's generally an order-in thing, right?
That's the only one that's not here. I came very close to being the first purchaser of the first one that was here.
Oh, wow.
But I already have one convertible.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't need two of these. And lifestyle, like I got a little kid. I was like,
you couldn't justify
it
to the right people.
That's right.
Yeah, I get it.
If I would have got rid of the MG, the Ruby,
then maybe,
but I wasn't willing to do that.
It's kind of like a cap for a team, right?
That's right.
There's only so much room for.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
two right. goalies. That's all that's you. It. You know.
Well, dude, thank you very much for taking the time. But before I cut you loose today, I want to hear your vote. I need your vote. What am I buying?
What are you buying? You're a 4Runner guy, man, through and through, and you always will be.
Okay.
So I think you need to stick with that.
Okay.
The only thing you might be able to venture off into, if you're getting a little bit more bougie, you can go to the Highlander, my man. I won't see you in the same places out there, right?
Okay. All right. I like it. Jake, thank you very much, man. Appreciate
Thanks, Elliot. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, thanks for tuning in. Do appreciate it. Once again, I don't know what I'm getting yet, so in the comment section, what do you think I should get? Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.